You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 898-2483. Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Gold and Lynn Gold. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. That's right, it's your show. This is Blind and Beyond, and I am your host, Michael. We have a show for you today. That's right. Sitting to my right is my beautiful, lovely wife, Lynn Golder. Lynn?
I'm here. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the August 7th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're on board with us.
And hi, sitting
Chris.
To my left... We have the one and only, what am I going to say, the greatest guitar player? No, I can't say
How
that.
How about loyal friend and follower
That's
of a radio
very good.
Show
I like
for
that.
The last
loyal
4 years.
Friend and a guitar player who's
That's
coming
right.
along, Greg Lemberg, all the way from Tampa, Florida.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. Yay. It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me, Michael and Lynn.
And behind the scenes, we have...
on the other side of the glass...
Mr. Chris
Shaw.
A.K.A. Cliff in the house.
That's right. You got it.
And Dr. and Mrs. Lindbergh.
And Dr. and Mrs. Lindbergh are here.
That's right.
Well, they're behind the scenes, too.
I'm so glad to be here.
All right. So, and the little doggy.
Oh, and forget the doggy's name. What's the doggy's name?
Lily the Maltese.
Lily the Maltese.
Lily the Maltese.
Our mascot for the day.
Yeah.
That's great. We're all here. A big family.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
So, if you'd like to call in.
Let's begin.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's right. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Let me begin the show by asking my young man to the left, who is the editor of the White Cane newspaper. Did I say it right, Greg?
Yeah, just about. It's actually White Cane Bulletin, but it is a newsletter through the Florida Council of the Blind.
Okay.
Wait. Hold on. Wait a minute now. You know I'm going to ask this question. You said editor of a paper, right? Of a magazine or a booklet or a newsletter.
Right. It comes in all forms. Braille, audio, print, electronic.
And you're the editor.
He's the editor.
Right.
I tell you, y'all do me every week. It's always something new and something exciting.
Surprise every week, Chris.
Every week.
That's our listeners.
So, Greg, tell me a little about it.
Yeah, it's a bi-monthly newsletter / newspaper. And it basically has a lot of news and articles about the Florida Council of the Blind, our different members. We also have, poetry, some creative writing in it. And myself and a few others will spotlight people. So we'll interview some of our members and then write, a little profile story about them. So it's a nice mix of news and kind of featurey fun stuff, too.
And this all goes out to the blind community.
Right, within the state of Florida.
Okay. That's great. Well, you're also here, I understand, going to play a little guitar a little later in the show, right?
Yeah.
I like your shirt, Greg.
What's it say?
It says Guitar Whisperer. Whisperer.
Yeah.
Like the dog whisperer, it's right. The guitar whisperer.
It's just ironic because when you're singing and playing, you can't exactly whisper. So.
So you just got back from the convention, huh?
Yeah, National Convention of ACB up in Minneapolis.
And they let him in.
They did.
Can you believe that?
Listen to this.
So what did you think? What do you think?
Oh, it was very overwhelming. There were probably about 1,000 blind and visually impaired people there. But
a lot of dogs.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of guide dogs.
Yeah, and a lot of canes.
And a lot of canes.
So it was crazy, but a lot of fun and very informative.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd highly recommend anyone out there, if you've never been to any kind of convention or, group or local chapter, get involved. It's such a great learning thing, and it can really change your life.
Now, this was American Council of the Blind, right?
Correct.
Right. That's what I thought.
So what's the best experience that you had there?
I'm trying to think. They had a lot of speakers from, Microsoft, Apple,
wow.
Google. So it was really fascinating, all the info they gave. Microsoft actually talked about one of these new devices they have. It's called the Navigator, and it connects to a Windows phone, and it'll actually identify objects or people or places around you. So if you have it on, it'll actually say, there's a chair 5 feet ahead of you, or, the bathroom is 4 feet to your left.
It's an app for your phone?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also a headset that you wear that goes with the app on the phone. And then it'll actually identify people's faces, or it'll give you a generic description. Like it'll say, there's a blonde woman who looks to be about 25 standing in front of you. So, it's really
Sounds
something.
Good.
I mean, it's almost a little.
I know
too
you
much.
Like that one, Dan,
yeah,
right?
That's cute.
Yeah. But the technology that they have that they showcase at these conventions is just incredible.
Well,
that's
you had
amazing.
A fun time.
Yeah.
I didn't think anything like that would have. Wow. I mean, that's a clear descriptive that you just given us. For those that's not here with us in the studio, to hear. There's a new app that's coming out. What's the name of it again, you said?
It's the Microsoft Navigator.
The Navigator.
Yeah.
That's a great terminology for it, too, because it's going to navigate your way through and give you a full description, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Miss Lynn?
Yes.
You going to do a PSA? Because he's got a PSA.
No, I don't have a PSA.
Well, he has a PSA he wants you to read.
I'll pass the torch. Oh, where is it?
Where is the PSA?
Oh, I didn't know I was doing one.
Can you read it?
This is
it. All right. Here. I'm doing a PSA for Greg Lindbergh.
On the fly
okay.
Here. Yeah.
It's in reference to the new vision support group, and they will be addressing topics of sight loss. Come join us to explore services, products, and resources available to low vision and vision impairment difficulties. If you, a friend, or family member are struggling with vision loss, the Pinellas Council of the Blind welcomes you, as well as your ideas and suggestions. The meeting is held the second Thursday of the month at the Talking Book Library, starting September 8th at 10 a.m. in the morning until 12 p.m. at 1330 Cleveland Street in Clearwater. For more information, please call one of the numbers shown below. And you can ask for Barbara, is it Yakum?
Yakum.
Yakum, yeah. J is pronounced Y.
Yeah, yeah.
Barbara Yakum at 727-785-5940. And I think maybe they could email you, Greg, if they wanted more information.
Right.
They won't remember the phone numbers right now.
Yeah,
But it's 727-785-5940. Or call Carol Osmore at 727-623-9535. That's 727-623-9535. And this is the New Vision Support Group at the Talking Book Library. So why don't you give them your email, and if they want to follow up on this way.
Sure. Yeah, my email address is G Lindbergh. So that's GLINDBERG @gmail.com.
That's the Pinellas Council of the Blind. That's
right.
Very nice.
Tampa Bay area,
yeah.
West Coast.
If you like,
of Florida.
We can read it again the second hour.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, for the folks who are just turning in for the first time to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, let me once again reiterate, this show is catered to the visually impaired, low vision, legally blind, and the blind community. But we're also the bridge. We are the bridge for the sighted community. So we love, and we say we love the sighted community listening to our radio show. And call up if you hear something that's you think it's interesting, or we're having trivia today, you want to call up, call up. We love you listening. We love you to participate in our show. And our phone number again is 407-894-1680. And I have another note. I have to ask a question. I'm concerned about someone who...
I was just going to say that, Michael. Two minds on the same track.
I'm concerned right now about someone who's a very good friend of this show and a friend of Lynn and myself personally.
Just going to say that.
And we can't get a hold of him. We've been calling now for a few weeks and he doesn't return my call. And I'm very concerned. So anybody know the whereabouts, or if he's listening to the show, please call me because I'm concerned. We're talking about Joe Pilano
in South Florida,
right in Pompano Beach.
Yep.
If anyone knows of him, if you can tell him to please call us. He has my number, my personal number. We'd like to know what's happening with him. We're concerned because we haven't heard from him. We've been calling him, and anyone who is a member of our, let's just say, our Blind and Beyond, which he is, as well as Greg. I want to also thank you for being a member of our Blind and Beyond.
That's right. We're thanking you in person,
That's
Greg.
Right.
Definitely.
Thanking you for being a member of our show. But he is a member, and he's a longtime friend of the show.
Right.
And at the same time, he's friend of Lynn and myself personally. So we hope he's well. We hope he's doing good. But please call us. We're concerned. So tell me this. You went to Minneapolis.
Right.
Right. Last week we had a discussion, and it's amazing how many people are still writing and calling us off the air and on the air about Gary and I brought up about using a wheelchair, and then Sheila said she walks with the cane. What do you do when you go? Are you in a wheelchair or are you walking with a cane when you go to the plane?
Yeah, I usually do use my cane. I'm generally with someone. But I do like your idea. It sounds, you know, a lot easier to just get in the wheelchair and not have to hold someone's arm or have them, you know, hold your arm as a sighted guide. And just, you know, potentially bumping into people and with your cane.
I feel very comfortable. It doesn't bother me at all.
You don't miss your flight.
Right, right.
No, I feel very comfortable. I get up. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member, FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan, still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
And on the line right now, we have a special guest calling in. This is Chris Sacha from Lighthouse Central Florida. Are you there with us, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Hey there. How's it going tonight?
Hi, Chris.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
And so I heard that you're a rehab counselor at Lighthouse. Is that correct?
Well, I am an instructor of independent living skills for adults and children.
Oh, wow. Okay, wow. So just tell me a little, kind of maybe a few things that you actually do there in your work.
Sure. At Lighthouse, I work with adults and children, teaching them how to be as independent as they can with their visual impairment.
Wow, that's got to be a tough job.
It can be a tough job, but it's a very rewarding job.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, and that could be anything from like life skills to mobility to anything under the sun.
Yes, well, orientation and mobility are skill orientation and mobility skills are taught by a special instructor at Lighthouse. It's a separate class, but the independent living skills is a class that I teach.
Right.
And I do that with several other people. And independent living skills can be something as simple as picking out clothes in the morning. How do you take a bath, get ready for the day, do the things you need to do when you can't see, how to make a sandwich if you can't see. All of the little things that we do every day that we take for granted are the type of things that I teach and several other folks teach at Lighthouse.
I see. Okay. And you said you do work with people of all ages?
I do. I work with people of all ages, mainly seniors.
Right.
But I do work with adults, and I do occasionally work with children.
I see. Okay. Is there any kind of particular age group or, you know, specific individuals that you kind of enjoy most working with? Or?
That's a really tough one. I love working with seniors.
You do. Yeah.
It's probably one of my favorites. The little kids are a close second.
Yeah. I would imagine with seniors, they tend to lose their sight later in life. Is that correct?
That is, most of the time, that is true. A lot of the folks that we have that are older are coming to class because they've had normal sight their whole life up until their 70s, 80s, or 90s, in which case now they may have begun to lose a little bit of vision, sometimes all of it, and they'll come see us for help in their later years.
How did you come to Lighthouse, Chris?
Well, I actually used to work for the Division of Blind Services.
Oh, okay.
As a rehab counselor, and I got exposure to, I actually work with both those groups of folks with the Division of Blind Services, but in a completely different capacity, more of an administrative role. And after a while, I wanted to do something a little different, and I moved over to Lighthouse and actually started as an administrative role there. And then I got the fortunate opportunity to come and actually work with these folks in small groups, and I really love it.
Now, do people come to Lighthouse mainly who you work with, or would you actually go to a client's home?
We actually do both.
I see.
Most of the time, our classes, we have eight people in our classes, no more than eight people, so that we can offer them individual attention. Sometimes folks are unable to come to Lighthouse for class. In those situations, we will travel to their residence and we'll do what's called itinerant training, which is one-on-one training at their house. And we'll teach them whatever independent living skills they may need for their particular situation, just so they can have a little bit higher quality of life, so that they can feel empowered to do the things that they want to do and not be hindered by their vision.
Right. Yeah, and I would imagine it's quite a span as far as people who are, say, who are legally blind or low vision versus totally blind. You kind of deal with individuals in all categories.
Yes, sir. I have some folks that have just a minor visual impairment, all the way up to folks that are totally blind.
Wow.
But everybody shares that common factor where their vision has progressed to a point where their lifestyle has been impacted by it.
Yeah. Now, let's say when you first meet a new client, do they tend to be kind of frustrated or angry? Or
most of the time when I meet a new client, they're very much sad and depressed.
They are.
Yeah. Not all the time. Generally speaking, most of these folks are very down and out. A lot of times they come to Lighthouse because their grown son or daughter has encouraged them to come, or perhaps a friend might have encouraged them to come. Sometimes they come on their own.
Right.
But most of the time, it's a loved one who has heard about us and encouraged them. And at first it can be a tough sell. Because, like I said, we get folks that are down and out. And a lot of times when vision loss is sudden, or when vision loss gets to a point where you feel like you can't do something by yourself anymore, it hits people very severely.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, I can relate. I mean, in some ways, I feel lucky that I was, you know, born with my visual impairment, because when I hear stories about people that lose their sight later in life, it's just such a drastic change.
That's me.
Yeah, it's just got to be so devastating, such a loss, you know.
And you're visually impaired, correct, Chris?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I was actually born with a visual impairment as well.
I see.
I was born with childhood glaucoma.
Oh, wow.
But for me, I'm in an interesting situation, because I was born legally blind. So to me, my normal was legal blindness. I've never had 20/20 vision. I don't know what that's like. But when I was in my 20s, I went from 20 legal blindness to light perception in one eye and 2400 in the other. So I went from vision that seemingly okay to me, it's all I've known, to a severe jump in a decrease in vision, and that hit me. Even though I was visually impaired to begin with, because I lost vision later in my life, now I had something to compare it to.
Right.
And I felt that same loss that a lot of the folks that come and see me feel as well.
How long have you been with Lighthouse?
I've been with Lighthouse 4 years and change.
He came from the Division of the Blind.
Oh, okay. Because who did we work with originally when I went there? Who did I work with? That young lady who was very...
Lynn Winkler.
Because when I went blind, it was suddenly. I was... For 60 years of my life, I could see fine, didn't need glasses to drive, nothing. Nothing was wrong with my eyes, except for reading a newspaper. I used glasses to read a newspaper. That was it. But other than that, my eyes were fine. Never had a problem until one day, bingo, bango, that was it. Lost my eyesight. So, and that's when I met Lynn Winkler at Lighthouse.
So you know the frustration that Chris is talking about. He mentioned the older people that come in their 60s, 70s, and 80s that all of a sudden lose their sight.
Yeah.
And what would you say about people who might be fearful or hesitant about going to Lighthouse or actually finding some help?
Well, with vision loss, whether someone was born with perfect vision or reduced vision, when you lose the vision that you had, you grieve that loss, to me, the same as if you would have lost an arm or a leg. It's a huge adjustment. Everybody deals with that adjustment differently. And when people come to see us, we never tell them how they're supposed to feel, because everybody deals with that type of loss differently, and they have to go through that adjustment on their own terms and in their own way. But what we do is work with them and give them solutions to a lot of the aggravating situations that they're facing. And in time, as we offer them solutions and show them ways that they can do things without having to get aggravated and frustrated at every turn, in time, as they begin to do more and more and more things for themselves, that sting, that initial depression caused by visual impairment, a lot of times will subside. And not that anyone will ever be happy about visual impairment. It will get to a point where they'll think about it less and less and less and become just an occasional thought.
Right. And how long does it take? I mean, do you have any kind of just estimates or based on your experiences as far as, you know, meeting a client for the first time and then actually seeing the real change in their mood and their outlook and their attitude?
Well, Mark, our classes are 7 weeks long, and just speaking in generalities, a lot of folks, like I said, they'll come to us not wanting, not really wanting to be a part of Lighthouse at all. Their son or daughter will say, "Mom, Dad, I want you to do this," and they'll reluctantly be in. They'll come to Lighthouse and they'll start the program very reluctantly and sometimes very negative. But at the end of class, they've made a lot of improvements that 7 weeks later, and I have found that almost 100% of the time, folks have made tremendous improvement and they feel good about where they are. They're moving in a positive direction. They may not be all the way there yet, but they're moving in a positive direction, and they leave with a positive attitude that ultimately this is going to be okay, and they will move past it. And we have a lot of other things that folks can do when they're through with independent living. They can come back and they can take technology, learn to use computers, any kind of Android and Apple product as proficiently as a normally sighted person. We have social groups, workshops, activities, ways that they can continue to get out and do fun things and learn a lot and be with other folks that are visually impaired, which in the beginning that's important because it helps folks feel like they're not the only one out there.
Yeah.
That they're going through this journey with other people that are in the same boat as them, and that really helps. In a lot of our classes, as a part of our class, we have a support group. And the support group is a time for the students to talk to one another and open up to one another and open their feelings up to each other. And that, in conjunction with the curriculum, is really, really helpful when they can vent and
it's very important.
Cry together
very
and
important.
Talk to each other and bounce things off of one another, because it helps them to feel like they're not the only one out there. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of visually impaired folks that live in Central Florida.
That's what this show is all about.
It's moral support.
That's right. That's what this show is all about.
Well, thank support. You.
Making all the difference in the world.
Anything else, Greg, that you would like to ask
yeah,
him?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I mean, I'm sure a lot of these people make connections and build friendships among their peers and others that they're going through these classes and training with. And that's, you know, it's not just a one-time thing, like go to Lighthouse and then leave. You know, you kind of have some lasting memories, lasting connections.
It seems like family.
When people leave our class, we like to continue an ongoing relationship with them through various social clubs and activities. Once they're finished with this class, it's not the end. We encourage people to stay connected with us. And a lot of times, too, people will come through our class with a certain level of vision, and they may go home, and a few years later, as their disease progresses, they found that they've lost more vision. They are more than welcome to come back and repeat this class. And relearn the skills that they need, because with independent living, everybody that comes in has a different level of vision. So everybody takes a different thing from the class when they come through. They take the skills that they need, and if they graduate from class and then a few years later they have lost more vision, then there's additional skills that they will need to know that they might not have picked up the first time. So we welcome everybody back.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming here today.
Thank you, Chris Sacha.
Thanks, Chris.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for...
All right. Hopefully we'll meet you in person soon. Thank you.
It would be my pleasure. Have a nice day, everybody.
You too. Thank you for calling.
My pleasure.
You know, I'm talking to what Chris was just talking about. Do we have a couple minutes to talk?
I don't think so.
Are we going to break?
No, that's why I went like this to you.
I can't see what you said.
I did it right in front of you, Michael.
Well,
you know,
I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side. Oh,
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial. We are back. That's right. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. We got a special one right now. This is going to be a special trivia. That's right. Trivia. And Greg?
Yes.
It's up to you now.
All right, so everyone, this is a live trivia. I'm going to play a little part of a song, and I'm just going to want you to name the artist of the song.
And who? And what's the name of the song?
Yeah. Oh, both. Oh, right. Okay. Okay, so here goes nothing. Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun make all of those tourists covered in oil. Strumming my sixth string on my front porch swing. Smell of shrimp is beginning to boil. Wasting away again and
Do a little bit more.
Well, that was going to reveal the name of the song.
Oh, okay. Well, skip over
okay.
That part.
All right. Searching for my lost shaker of salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's nobody's fault.
Okay, so who's, we know it's Greg Lindberg singing this song, but who was the original artist singing that song, and what was the name of the song? All right, 407-894-1680. Greg was trying to sing the song. Hope you got it.
It was good.
You can
it was
sing
good.
Some more to remind them. If,
okay. No, just don't sing that. The word. Just sing the right. title.
Yeah, he knows.
Sure. Let's see here.
He knows.
I blew out my flip flop. Stepped on a pop top. I broke my leg twice. I had to limp on back home. But there's booze in the blender. Soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away again. And
okay, so who was the original artist and what was the name of that song? This is Greg Lemberg, who is singing the song now, but who was the original artist of that song? And what's the title of the song?
All righty, here we go. I got two people on the phone line.
Oh, cool.
Right here in Orlando, we got Marsha. Marsha, how you doing?
Oh, not Mommy Marsha.
We got Marsha Wells on the line.
Different Marsha.
And then we have Janice.
Marsha and Janice from Orlando, Florida.
And Janice is from St. Pete.
Oh, Marsha is...
Yes.
Marsha, you're from St. Pete? Orlando. Who's on Orlando?
No, this is Marsha.
Marsha Orlando, from and Orlando. Janice is from St. Pete.
Right.
Who's okay. on first, Mike?
Marsha yeah. is on now.
Okay, so Marsha, you're yes. on first. Okay, so who was the original artist, and what's the name of that song?
Original artist, Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville.
Oh, oh yeah.
gosh. Woo-hoo.
Very
that was
good.
Fast.
See,
very
that's
good.
Wonderful.
You just won $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Woo-hoo!
Marsha?
Yes.
Are you a sighted person?
Yes.
Oh, good. You're listening to the show. It's fabulous.
And
fabulous.
Where is she calling from? I didn't
where
hear.
Where are you calling from? Orlando.
Orlando.
All right.
Do you listen wow. to the show often?
Yes.
Oh, good.
How'd
glad
you
called
find out
in.
About, how'd you find out about it?
Friend.
Oh, cool.
Well,
oh,
it sounds very, very nice. Secretive.
All right, Marsha, hold on one moment. Don't hang
wanna
up,
talk,
all right?
I want to talk to the woman from St. Petersburg next.
Yeah.
So you don't go
I think
away.
I know okay. Marsha. Next one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Marsha. Keep on listening.
So who's calling from St. Petersburg?
The one and only Miss Janice. How you doing, Janice?
Hi, Janice.
Hey. How are you? Hi, Greg.
Hey, Janice. Thanks for calling in. Janice yeah. is with the Pinellas Council of the Blind.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Well, congrats. Were you calling in about the trivia as well, Janice?
Yes, I was.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you have to
wait
get the next
a minute. I think this was, she was in cahoots
conspiracy.
With Greg.
Yeah. It's a good thing Marsha got on first.
I'll see you on the 13th.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Keep on listening. Keep on listening to the show.
The
keep on listening to the show. Maybe you'll get the next trivia.
And spread the word about the show, okay, Janice?
I will.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Janice.
I want to Carl and Cupcake in Atlanta.
Oh,
another Carl and Cupcake fan.
All right.
There are a lot of them. Yeah.
Y'all have a nice night.
Thank you,
too.
It's one big family. See, that's nice. It's a big family. Get everybody together.
I want to tell you something, Greg.
Yeah.
I think I've told the audience a lot about this over the last few years. But, you know, I was sighted for more than 60 years of my life. When I went blind, it was bing and bang, and that was it. I lost my sight. And only two times in my life, I guess you say, it really, really, really bothered me. Once, when I lost this multi-million dollar deal in the garment industry, and I had to leave the garment industry. And at that point, that's all I knew, because for 50 years of my life, that's all I knew was the garment industry.
Right.
But then when we're lucky enough, thanks to my wife, to pick up the radio station. Not this station, but another station. We picked up a completely different career that I had. Complete. People say, what did you do about radio? Zero, nothing.
Hmm.
So, complete new career. And what brought us to the radio show, doing a blind radio show, was a couple of people in our studio who were knocking me and saying some terrible things about a blind person. And that was the other time that it really bothered me. Now, I'm very, very lucky, because I have someone by my side who I love dearly, who's my rock, and that's my wife, Lynn. Because I'm very fortunate to have someone like her in my life, because maybe if I did not have a Lynn, or if someone else is not lucky enough to have a Lynn in their life, it would be much more devastated to me, and it might have hit me completely different.
Well, Greg has a really good support system. Well, he has a very good, because of his parents, fortunate.
Right?
Yeah,
and his brother.
But he grew up. But he grew up
right
in knowing something was wrong with his eyes.
Right.
I grew up knowing no problem with my eyes whatsoever, none.
Yeah, because you hear stories about people who are married or, you know, in relationships, and then the one partner just can't deal with
exactly. It. Exactly, it leaves.
It's an awful thing.
And I went the other way. So I guess you'd say this way, being numb, I lost my sight, and it bothered me in many ways, and I had to change my whole career, and I had to change my whole life. But I guess you'd say I'm like that little thing, that little box you hit on the, you know, that little wood thing when you were a toy.
That's on the boardwalk. And if you don't go to a boardwalk, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, well, there's things, there's a...
It's a game, and these little things pop up, and you take a wooden mallet or plastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you hit it, and then it pops up somewhere
on the
other
side. Like we used to do at showbiz.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's okay. Me. That's me. You knock me down on hole number one, yeah. I come home on number two. You knock me down number two,
right.
I come up on number three. You knock me down three, I come on four.
Yeah.
I keep on coming back. Keep on coming back. Keep on coming back.
Listen, let's go to Largo, Florida. We have the one and only Miss Charis Colmender on the phone line.
Oh, I know.
Charis, how you doing? Charis.
All right.
I'm here.
Hi.
Hey, Sheriff.
Hi. Hey, Greg.
Hey,
how are
thanks.
You?
Good.
You know this guy?
In.
You know this guy?
I know Greg. He's with my Florida Council of the Blind chapter.
There you go.
Yes.
We'll get to hear from the West Coast today. That's nice.
Pretty amazing. I just went down there, and it was nice. My first time over that way.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. All the
are you visually impaired?
Yes, of course.
Is this your first time listening, Sheris, or have you
yes,
heard this?
Yes, it is.
Oh, really? All right. Well, I hope you listen every week. It's
a
great show.
Yeah, I hope you listen. Join and be part of our show. We'd love to have you on board.
Do you have any questions for me, or do you want me to just talk about myself a little bit, or
whatever you would like to contribute?
Sure. If you want to just talk about kind of maybe some of your experiences or any interesting things you've been through or tips or...
What, can I ask a question to you, Sheris?
Sure.
How long have you been blind? Hello?
Oh, you can't listen to your phone at the same time, your radio on the same time.
I think she told somebody she's on the air.
I think, Charis, can you turn your radio down for me just a tad bit, please?
She's talking at the same time. Can't do that.
Okay, well, hello, Charis, give us a call. Can you hear me now? Okay, I don't know. We lose.
Can you tell her on the phone?
Yeah, let me patch
her
through.
Back. All right.
Yeah,
back.
Let's talk to Greg about what he's been doing these days.
Sure.
By the way, just so you know, before you go on, Greg, if anybody is going to call here, which we want you to call, remember one thing.
Turn down your phone or your radio.
You can't listen to yourself on the air because there's a delay. So it's when you hear us, there's always a 15 or 20 second delay. So if you're trying to listen at the same time talk, it doesn't work.
I think Chris is telling her that.
So it doesn't work. So when you call up, please turn down your radio or your web or whatever you're calling. Oh, by the way, before we go further, give that 518 phone number so people can tune in.
Okay, and then we'll talk to Sheris. She's
yes.
back. If you'd like to just, if you don't use a computer or if you're out and about, you can just use your phone. That's what I do sometimes. When I was sick, I was listening that way. It's 518-712-0057. I'll tell you again.
Say it again.
518-712-0057. And all you do is call the number and it goes right to the show. And
right
you
to,
to
right
phone.
To the
you
show.
You don't need an app.
You don't need anything. You need nothing.
You
just dial the number.
Radio.
It comes right up and you
all
can
right,
listen.
Let's take
and
Sheris
if you
back.
If you have TuneIn Radio, you can listen to us streaming anywhere in the country. You can listen to us also on your phone app.
Are you there, Sheris?
I'm here.
All right. That's
so tell
better.
Us about you.
Well, I've been visually impaired my entire life. My retinas didn't attach and unfold and connect properly, so I've been visually impaired. I used to go to the lighthouse here in the Clearwater area, and I've been mainstreamed. And then I went to the Florida School for the Deaf and Blind in St. Augustine for 2 years, and I went to the Daytona Rehab Center also.
And I know you're a bit of a musician. You play piano and sing.
Yes, I play the piano.
Wait, is
she
single?
I volunteer one day a week to play piano for some elderly people at an assisted living facility. but I also have my own CD, so.
That's well, awesome. How about you call in sometime and you play the piano on the air? We will arrange it, okay?
That would be awesome.
Right. I have a question for you. Very important.
Let's give her our email address.
Wait
so
one
we can
second.
Make arrangements.
I have another very important question. I have two yes? questions for you. Are you single?
No, actually, this year, August 28th, will be my 21st anniversary
wow.
with my boyfriend. And I met him at the School for the Deaf and Blind. So.
Oh, so, wait a minute. You sound like a very young person. I thought you were in your 20s.
She is 30s, I think, right?
Are you there?
I thought you were in your 20s.
Hello?
We're still here. Hello?
Hello?
Yes? We lose you? We hear you loud and clear.
Hello?
We hear you loud and clear.
All right. She's not
all right. Well, she's not Hello? Getting it. Okay.
Greg,
well.
You'll give her Michael's email address, okay?
Yeah,
and we'll
yeah.
make an arrangement so she can play the piano on the air.
Yeah,
that would
definitely.
Be fun.
Yeah.
I should play it on the air, or she'll have to play it in the house.
Well, we've had people do that many
they
times.
They just yes. put the phone down
That's
near the
all.
Piano
we've
and
done it
can
before.
Play.
Well, yeah. it was great for her to call
it was very
in.
Very nice to hear from you, Sharis.
Yep, we're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention, led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
We are back. Yes, we are this Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. Two things I want to say. Lynn?
Michael.
You're too much. Greg?
Greg was just saying that we haven't
yeah.
changed.
We haven't changed, huh?
Yeah, and the 4 years I've known you, you're still the same crazy Golders.
Here we go.
Meet the Golders.
Meet the Golders.
Remember that commercial?
So listen,
yeah.
tell
yeah.
us a little about you, Greg, for
yeah,
those
Greg.
That don't know Greg Lindbergh.
What's up, Greg?
Sure, yeah. I could just talk about a little bit about my
got
job.
Got 2 minutes.
Yeah, I work for a national accounting firm. It's a virtual firm, so all of our clients are all over the country, and they send us all of their tax and bookkeeping and financial records, and we handle all that for them. So I do all of the online marketing, social media. I write a lot of blog articles, newsletter articles. And I also get to interview a lot of our clients, which I really love to do. Most of them are business owners, so I get to interview them about their businesses and really get to know them as people. And then I put together, you know, little testimonials and little articles for various platforms. So it's really fascinating. I mean, I've learned so much. I've talked to hundreds, probably about 1,000 different business owners now through this job. And just to learn about all the industries and what everyone does, I mean, it's really fascinating.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Write a book.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. 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 And we specialize in, you know, small business owners and kind of the small business market. So I've actually written a lot of tips and guides and all kinds of things, you know, on how to start a business and just tips and tricks and, you know, things you have to stay compliant with as far as the IRS, like you were saying, Michael. And I mean, you know, when you have a business, there's so many things. I mean, it's, you want to focus on what you really love to do in the business, but there's so many things you have to have support and backup for to really help you stay grounded and, you know, do what you love to do without having to worry about everything else.
That's right. That's what you wrote. That, you know, I always say it's mindset. That's what it's all right. about, mindset. That's the key word of the day, mindset.
That's true. And so many of these people I talk to are just so inspirational because they start from nothing and they work themselves up. And I think there's a lot of parallels to the blind community as far as people who, you know, like we were talking about earlier, people who go blind later in life and have to kind of pick themselves up off the ground and motivate themselves, which can be very challenging. But again, you need that support system. You need people around you, whether it's friends, family, or going to a lighthouse or getting involved in FCB.
Greg, we have a caller, if you don't mind. Would you like to take the caller?
Sure.
We have time. We have a minute. Marilyn Klein from Philadelphia is calling
Marilyn
in.
Marilyn Klein from Philadelphia.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. I'd like to know if other people feel this way. There is one thing about blindness that has really bothered me. Why is it that sighted people and other blind people, okay, whether we're blind or sighted, we are independent to a certain degree. Some people so good, some people can fix a computer good. And why is it that if sighted people see you do something, oh, there are blind people that can do this much better
She's
than
right.
you.
You're right,
and
Marilyn.
Even blind true. People, if you can do something that they can, how they criticize everybody. And I'd like to know how other people feel about that.
That
is my topic.
Well, that's good.
Very good.
And if we don't touch upon it today, we will discuss
we'll
that next
future.
Week. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Thank you so much for calling
thank
in, Marilyn.
Thank you, Marilyn, for
great.
Your input.
That was really good.
It's
thanks.
Perfect.
Great input.
We
thank
didn't
you,
go
that
all
was
right.
Marilyn from Philadelphia.
We won't forget, Michael. You bring that up next week if we don't have time today.
Definitely.
Don't worry, I will.
Okay.
We're going
no,
to break.
It's true.
We're going to break. Stay tuned
no,
for
we're
blind.
Not going to break yet. Another minute.
I didn't hear it.
You're hearing things.
I'm hearing things.
No, we got 2 minutes.
Oh. We still have 2 minutes? Oh, yeah, we do. It's 7:58. So we were talking to Greg about what he was doing. So you could be a consultant, Greg, for small businesses.
Yeah, yeah. Any entrepreneurs out there, give me a call. I mean,
I'd like to know. Wait, but I like to. Where'd you get to this thing, yah? Where'd you learn about that when you were a kid, yah?
It's kind of a colloquial thing,
that's,
I think.
You know what that means? When you hear yah?
What?
That's Canadian?
No.
What?
That's from the Amish in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Amish, yah.
Oh,
that's how
Amish.
They say.
That's how they
instead
talk.
Instead of yah, you.
Yeah. I think you're an Amish boy.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I just learned something new because I thought it was part of our rap history that we do because we use it in every rap song. No. Yah, yah, yah.
Yeah, but that came from the Amish.
Oh, okay. Well, I just learned something new.
Right. That Outkast song, Hey, Yah.
Right, right.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Too much. This is too much. Too much.
Where's Lily? I want to see Lily.
Yeah, I wish she'd bark
into a microphone.
She was
under the table before. She's so cute. Little white doggy.
Very cute.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio
it?
Show.
Oh, okay.
Yes, catered for the visually impaired, the blind community, and we're the bridge for the sighted community. And you folks are calling up. Please call up. We'd like to hear more from the
What's
sighted
the number?
Folks.
What's the
Phone
number?
Phone number call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. The big negative that I've heard that really bugged me, but it's true. I used to hear people who were sighted when I was doing something. Remember, the negative was, well, it takes Michael so long to do something, and I could do it. He takes him 30 minutes to do something, and I can do it in 2 minutes.
Okay.
La-di-da. I'm glad
time,
you can
Michael.
See. I couldn't see.
We're going to break now. We're going to the next hour.
We're going
hour.
To the break.
This is
so on the other side. Don't go away. We'll still be here. We got a lot more coming up. Greg, still be here.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.